It's Monday, June 9th, 2008. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
Hey, you got yourself a fish biscuit. How'd you do that?
My name's Daniel.
Maybe we should just tell him.
Tell us what?
Let's not confuse anyone.
Well, Daniel, maybe if you talk real slow, we'll be able to follow.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh, good song right there. That was originally by Nancy Sinatra. Right there, that was by The Postmarks from Miami, Florida, and the song was You Only Live Twice from the Bond film by the same name. That was a really great song from a series of singles that The Postmarks are releasing one a month every month for 12 months. That was, I think, number three. And it's a really great version of that song. These songs they've been releasing have all been covers, and they've ranged in excellence. I think that one being pretty near the top of the pack there from what they've come out with so far, which I think they've had five out so far. So the good news about that song and all the others in the series is that it's free. You can download it from eMusic for free. So if you're not already an eMusic member, maybe now's a good time to sign up and get your free tracks. I think they give you like 50 free songs just for signing up or something, and then you also get free songs like that that are just always free. And if you go to my website and go to the About and Links section and click the eMusic link there, then I think you give me $6, which, you know, no pressure, but that's the way I'd do it if I were you. All right, up next, a band from Brooklyn, New York. They're called the Baskervilles, and they've got a brand new record called Twilight, which is itself a collection of 12 free songs that they released, one a month for a year. And it's an excellent, excellent release. It's indie pop at its finest, if you ask me, and it's great new music right here from the Baskervilles, which came out just this week, the Baskervilles album Twilight. So we're going to hear Smash and Sweet and Sour, both just totally superb songs from a really great record, And right now you can only get it on Amazon for some reason. But anyway, check it out, pick it up, look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. The Baskervilles with Smash, followed by Sweet and Sour.
Gigi in Chelsea on Saturday night. When she talked, I saw the colors and the love ceiling lights. It looked like this. It's a smash, fall and crash. Saw paintings in the galleries. It was all very nice, but you were so brilliant. Gary Hume and Chris White, they looked like this. It's a smash, pop and crash.
We pull away like look. Telecommute full-time from my job as a copy editor for a large business website. I plan to spend a month in the Caribbean. Is it ethical to do this without running it by my supervisor first? My online presence will remain the same, only my physical location will change. Name withheld.
If your duties are unmoored to place, you never drop by the office to swipe supplies, by which I mean consult with colleagues face-to-face, then pack your laptop, slather on the sunscreen, and head south. Your supervisor has an interest in how, not where, you do the job. Unless you anticipate a decline in the quality of your work, Antillean computer problems, cell phone vagaries, or simply the siren song of the Wi-Fi-less beach, I don't see why this is any of your supervisor's business. But you might want to mention it, to give information, not to get permission.
Oh, Mojave.
Ah, such fun songs those were. Those were by a band from Auckland, New Zealand called The Ruby Suns. We heard O Mojave, followed by Tane Mahunta, and I have to say they're two best songs on the album by far, but the album itself, not that bad, so if you like it, check it out. It's called Sea Lion. Ruby Suns, new album right there. All right, up next, a band I'm very excited about. They're from Hong Kong. That's right, I think it's the first time I've played a band, like a contemporary band from China on the show. They're called My Little Airport, and I think they're tops. It's great, like, adorable indie pop music, like, you can't believe. And it's so excellent. We're going to hear three songs, because they're all really short, as are all the songs on this episode, really. We're going to hear Edward, Had You Ever Thought the End of the World Would Come on 2901. Then we're going to hear Jeannie Lewing Is Dead. Then we're going to hear You Smile Like a Blossom. All three are from their album Zoo Is Sad, People Are Cruel. And it's absolutely fantastic stuff. You're going to love My Little Airport if you're listening to my show, because it's the kind of music I would love to play on my show. And you can pick up the whole record in iTunes or in eMusic. Look for links to soundsinmyhead.com. And do definitely pick up this album, because it's just precious. All right, here we go. My Little Airport. And I'm not going to say the three song names again, because it was hard. But here they are.
Cheated out of my prize in a sports betting pool at work. Because two people tied for second place, the person with the third highest score, me, was eliminated. Some people agree with the organizer, saying that three people had better scores than I did. Some people agree with me, saying I had the third best score and should win the third place money. What do you say?
I'm with the organizer. The three players with the highest scores were rightly awarded the three prizes. Because players two and three had the same score, they share the combined second and third place money. If three players do better than you, the proper term for your finish is fourth, or loser, accompanied by derisive sneers from the swaggering three. People can be so cruel. Under your payout plan, two players, or three or five or ten, who tie for second place could end up pocketing less money than you, although they'd scored higher. That doesn't seem right. Those who perform better should reap a larger reward. Your plan, while inferior, is not utterly unreasonable. Thus, the rules should clearly state how the prize money will be allocated in case of a tie to avoid misunderstandings, hurt feelings, or anybody crazy gluing anybody else's mouse to anybody else's desk.
I don't wanna go to school, I just wanna stay. who's to blame.
Finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, Los Angeles Zone, Weezer. That's right, Weezer, they've got a brand new album called The Red Album, which is really weird. It's like they start off with like a song that's like, wow, it sounds just like Weezer, you know, like you could recognize it a mile away. It's just such a typical Weezer song, you know, and then they have another song that's kind of weird and kind of, it's like a bunch of different songs kind of stuck together and you're like, okay, it's kind of weird and interesting. And then they're back to like another Weezer song. And then it just kind of goes off the deep end and it starts trying to sound like other decades or something. And they, like, Rivers doesn't sing all the songs. Like, they let some of the other band members sing, and that's just a mistake because they're bad. And it's just a completely bizarre album. But not really worth playing anything from, I don't think so. Especially when I've never played my favorite Weezer song of all time, which is Suzanne, which I originally got off the Mallrats soundtrack, but was also included on the deluxe edition re-release of their Blue album, which you can pick up in iTunes and Amazon, stuff like that. So check it out. Weezer, my favorite Weezer song, Suzanne, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Suzanne, you're all that I wanted of a girl. You're all that I need in the world. I'm your child, make me blush.
Brownies and
of a girl.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Pretty as a Moonbeam, David's Dance, and Where Shall I Go, all three by the Irving Fields Trio, and on their album, Bagels and Bongos. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also leave comments at thesoundsinmyhead.com, and tune in again in 2 weeks on June 23rd for an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head. We'll be right back.